On your back on that last year?
Yeah, I know who it was. Yeah. Like I've been telling everybody all week, you know, we built them up, you know, and give them their respect, but they ain't playing nobody, you know what I'm saying? And we go against one of the best defenses every day, so we knew it was going to be a grind, you know, by them having all the motion, they undefeated, blah, blah, blah. And we just had to stick in there and do what we do.
What does it say about you that you carry them on your back for 5 yards?
I mean, I wasn't really, you know. Well, I was excited after the play about it, but, you know, during the play, I was just like, let me get this first down, you know.
Is that pretty much the kind of game you expected?
Oh, we knew it was going to be whoever run the ball and whoever stopped the run, the team was going to win. Of course, we had a couple of turnovers. At first, I had one, you know, I just tried to clear my head mentally and bounce back, and I was able to do it.
How tough was it running out there today?
I mean, it was tough. We knew it was going to be a grind, 2 and 3, and, you know, then you eventually get that big one. But I had broke a couple of good ones. I just got to finish the plays off better. Hopefully, I'm still looking for that touchdown. And hopefully, I can take one to the house, you know. But we knew it was going to be a grind, you know, and they're a good team. Ain't no hats off to them, but we was able to pull it out.
What does it say about this team that you dominated so much late?
You know, everybody just focuses on finishing, you know, especially my part, you know, just to keep shutting up the critics, whatever. Can I play the whole game? I just keep shutting them up, and I guess the rest of the team feeds off when we start running the ball well, and Javon makes some key plays at the end, and we was able to finish the game.
You guys were pinned down by your goal line. You guys had a couple of big runs. Was there something you guys changed up?
Nah, we stuck with the same old stuff, outside, inside zone, and just being patient, you know, and found the crack and just trying to hit it.
Is that just about the biggest run that you've had on that third down? I mean,
you know, by him being one of the best linebackers, you know, I always tell everybody I play against the best middle linebacker in the league. And, you know, I wasn't intimidated. You know, he always tried to intimidate players and, you know, good player and all, but, you know, I play against the best one every day. So it kind of makes me better.
How was it out there on the field? I mean, obviously there was some slipping and sliding going around out there.
Yeah, man, it was wet out there. You know, we knew it was going to be a grind. And, you know, for the most part, I kept my feet for the whole game.
It's one of those fun games you kind of wonder if there was going to be any touchdowns at all?
No, man. It wasn't fun at all. I wish we would, you know, blew them out or something. But, you know, I don't like them close games. How you on the edge of your seat. But we was able to finish the game how we should have.
It's kind of make a statement for you guys. I mean, you beat an undefeated team on national TV. Now you guys are proved you're among the elite.
I mean, they still don't give us our respect. You know what I'm saying? Good defense, one of the best defenses in the league. And they still don't give us our respect, you know. And, I mean, they haven't played nobody. You know, be honest with you. You know, they've been beating up on everybody. But, you know, we just got to just do what we do. Can't worry about everybody else.
You have any words with Trevor?
Nah, I just told him, you know, stay healthy, you know, looking good and all that kind of stuff.
Looking forward to the Raiders next Sunday? No, it's a week away, but it's
You know, we know that's going to be a good game, and they always come to play against us. And, well, you know, we'll get in that later next week.